Good afternoon, everyone. The Town of Muscatus Historic Preservation Committee meeting of May 24th, 2023 is now called to order. I am Barry Cheskin. I am chair of the committee, and I will now do a roll call. Vice Chair Burnett.
Here.
Planning Commissioner Raspy.
Here.
Committee Member Kay Ross.
Here.
And I am here as well. Thank you and welcome to everybody. And Jennifer, maybe you can.
Yes. The rules of civility.
Exactly.
The purpose of this meeting is to conduct the business of the town in an effective and efficient manner. For the benefit of the community, the Town of Los Gatos asks that you follow the town's meeting guidelines while attending town meetings and treat everyone with respect and dignity. This is done by following the meeting guidelines set forth in state law and in the town code. The town does not tolerate disruptive conduct, which includes but is not limited to addressing the committee without first being recognized, interrupting speakers, committee members, or town staff, continuing to speak after the allotted time has expired, failing to relinquish the microphone when directed to do so, repetitiously addressing the same subject. Town policy does not allow speakers to cede their commenting time to another speaker. Disruption of the meeting may result in a violation of Penal Code Section 403.
Thank you. So, first item on the agenda, verbal communications. I'm just going to read a quick preamble, if I can. So, members of the public are welcome to address the committee on any matter that is not listed on the agenda. To ensure all the agenda items are heard, and unless additional time is authorized by the chair, this portion of the agenda is limited to 30 minutes and no more than 3 minutes per speaker. In the event additional speakers were not able to be heard during the initial verbal communications portion of the agenda, an additional verbal communication session will be open prior to adjournment. Are there any members of the public who wish to speak? I understand you do. Welcome.
Thank you. For those who don't know me, I'm Gary Colsat, architect. I have some very exciting news to share with everybody. I understand that this current committee was not part of the committee in 2013, 2014, right? But we have been awarded, well, we, the town of, the Los Gatos Theater has been recognized by the Art Deco Society of California.
Fantastic.
And it's, we won an award.
Hey, great.
Yeah, yeah, this is very exciting news.
That is exciting.
So they are having a ball this weekend. I'm not necessarily sending you an invite, but I just brought the card and, we are one of the award winners. Somebody nominated the theater to the society, and this was in 2020. And then, well, they couldn't get in, like no one else, and no one else could get in. And we got notified about 2 months ago that we were a finalist, and that we would know whether or not we're gonna, you know, win the award or not. And we won an award, and so it's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
And as I don't know if you know, but we did go through a historic preservation committee for the initial design work, and we're all very proud of it. And I'm glad that it's going to have a new life, and it sounds like it's working so far. And anyway, I thought you guys would like
great
to know that.
Thank
and
you.
We are all dressed up. We're a period appropriate. It's a 1920s, 30s theme.
Oh, wow.
Ball. It's at the Paramount Theater in Oakland.
Okay.
And they're having their 50th anniversary of their renovation of that theater. So it's kind of a combined event.
That's fantastic.
And there's several other people that are involved in Art Deco and preservation. That are going to be there as well.
Okay,
so
we'll need pictures. Okay.
We'll
bring them next time.
Definitely, we'll bring some pictures.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's great.
Get some kind of a plaque or something.
Hopefully, to get a plaque would be great to put that in the theater.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And see if Paul would either pay for it or we could somehow pay for it or something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Is the town paper aware?
Hopefully. Not yet. I hope so. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been kind of lax on. I'm putting it out there. I haven't done any social media or anything yet.
It's a centerpiece. I think that's great.
Yeah.
And our Los Gatos magazine, the magazine by
Steve. We could do that as well. Sure.
I mean, he would love to.
Right. Awesome idea.
Love that.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
So yeah, we have
thanks for sharing that.
Talks and everything. So it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun.
It's great.
We'll expect pictures.
We thought we were in trouble, so now. Thank you. Great. Anybody else from the public wish to speak? Okay, thank you. So move to the consent calendar, which simply consists this session of approval of the minutes from April 26th, 2023. Any comments on the minutes?
No comments.
Can I have a motion to approve them? Thank you. Susan, second?
I'll second.
Thanks, Martha. Any further comments or questions? All right. Just by show of hands, who wants to approve the minutes? Great, that's passed unanimously. Okay, we now open the public hearing, and applicants and their representatives are allotted up to 10 minutes for opening statements. Members of the public can be allotted up to 3 minutes on any public hearing item, and applicants and their representatives can be allotted a total of 5 minutes for closing statements. Anything requested or recommending for continuance are subject to the committee's agreement. So the first, or the second item on our agenda is the property at 45 Broadway, minor development in a historic district application, and I think that's you, Sean. And
it is.
Mind presenting that to us?
And I'll let Jennifer clarify. So
yeah. The time limits for public speaking, is just to clarify, is actually 5 minutes for the introductory statement and 3 minutes for closing. But of course, there will be discussion and questions from the HPC.
Okay.
In addition to that.
Great.
Go ahead.
Thank you. So in front of you this afternoon is a request to demolish an existing cottage on the property at 45 Broadway. It shows in the back of the property. I'm not sure if everyone has had a chance to visit it. This cottage was discussed in 2015 as part of a proposal to move the house, relocate it, and make some additions to the house. The minutes from 2015 are attached with your report. It's very brief, and the discussion doesn't provide a whole lot of details. And back then, we didn't have recordings or anything to fall back on. The minutes reflect that the changes to the cottage that were proposed by the same architect that will be in front of you today were acceptable. There was a couple comments back and forth, and then the minutes simply say that Mr. Plett indicated that the cottage was not historic, but there was no formal action to recognize that by the committee, at least reflected in the minutes. So we are sort of stuck there. We don't have any information beyond that in the record. The information that is in front of you today shows that there was some pretty significant alterations done to the front. You can see some misaligned siding, and it's all along single seams, which seems to reflect suggest that windows and doors have been moved around on the front. The extent to which Mr. Plett does have an exhibit that shows it summarizes what those changes could have been. Also, the building's not in great condition. That's not something that we normally look at from a preservation standpoint, as whether to remove something from the inventory or allow demolition. But this is a structure that the town has been working with the homeowner and the applicant for some time, and went out to investigate it and found it's not built to today's standard, and it's very likely that any attempt to bring it up to today's standard would require very significant demolition. So the applicant is requesting approval to demolish the structure, and it has indicated that they will be pursuing a new detached garage and an ADU in the future. We'll have to see what that application looks like and what portions of that come back to the committee should we receive that application in the future. The last thing I will mention is that the Sanborn exhibit traces the footprint of the buildings. I believe we started in 1928 with this one. It's clear that there was an accessory structure directly behind the house previously, showing on the 1928 map, but by the 1944 map, the cottage appears in its current location, and that previous accessory structure disappears, suggesting that something happened or the owners at the time chose to tear it down. That means something was built between 28 and 44, but we just can't pin down a date on it. So that's probably the construction date is somewhere in that window based on the maps.
Great. Thank you. Does the committee have any questions for our staff? I have a question, which is just to the extent that, just to make sure I understand this, that we're able to designate one part of the property we kind of went through this in a previous session. Can we designate one portion non-historic and part of it be demolished and removed? Like, what's the, what are the mechanics of this?
So
since they're both on the same parcel.
I would say you're able to look at each structure individually within the district with the sensitivity that any rebuild, and we can discuss the ADU portion of a future ADU, any rebuild needs to be sensitive to the district and compatible and would come back before the committee, except if it were an ADU because of current state law.
Right, you said, and that did confuse me because it said that in your report that if it were an ADU, it would not come back.
Correct.
So what is that?
And the clarification, additional clarification that I would provide is that this is in a historic district, mm-hmm. correct? So we're not actually asking the HPC to remove anything from the historic inventory. The property is still on the historic inventory. The question is, for this detached structure in the back, can it be removed? And the findings for that are based on the information that's been collected about its age, its likely, the changes that have likely been made since 1941 over time, all of those kinds of things, considering whether that is to the point where the HPC can approve its demolition. Any future, and since I'm on it, I'll continue.
Go for it.
Any future ADU would go through a building permit, but would be required to be consistent with the main house and the residential design guidelines.
But
if it's just an ADU, then it wouldn't come to a public hearing.
Okay, great. And one more piece, because this gets wildly confusing when it comes to historic. Mm. If, let's say, that there was an ADU, and we've had a circumstance recently on University, if there were an ADU integrated or attached to or above a new garage, as an example, that project would come back, but your comments would be limited to just the garage portion of the structure. It gets a little confusing. The state sort of painted that picture for us.
Great. Any other questions?
I had a couple of these. Okay, sure. Sean, there's a mention of a secondary dwelling permit issued in 1990. What's that?
So that's what we would call an ADU permit now. So
okay.
In 1990, mid, I believe it was actually 1988, we, the town, sought kind of a amnesty program to permit secondary dwelling units that weren't on the books. So a lot of these things were created. And in fact, a lot of them had to have deed restrictions recorded that they could only be used by family and couldn't be rented out. This was obviously, you know, 40 years ago, things were much different. Come the 2015, I believe, the state started passing accessory dwelling unit law at the state level, saying that you have to permit these things. And every year or so, they strengthen that law from their standpoint and make, we're at the point now where we can only, they have to be processed through a building permit and non-discretionary review, administrative. So what we see is a secondary dwelling unit permit. This is the long answer too.
No, the secondary
dwelling unit permit is what we would today call an ADU permit, although we don't even have ADU permits anymore. We just issue the building permit for the ADU. We still track them.
Okay. And the 1990 date then has nothing to do with actual date of construction. It's kind of catch up.
It's a catch up, and I didn't include this, but there was some back and forth with previous owners. I'm not sure how many previous owners ago, but they were contacted and slow to get into the program.
Okay.
And so by 1990, the town had the permit issued.
Perfect. And one more question. So I understand applicants are going to make a discussion about the technical demo of the. Can you educate us on what the technical demo argument will be?
Sure. So we usually see technical demo in relation to the house. Mm-hmm. That's usually what we're looking at. And this house has undergone a very significant upgrade and restoration and addition, and was a bell ringer, I believe, still is a bell ringer. The technical demo has to do with covering up or removal of existing original exterior wall finishes.
Okay.
So you could cover a wood house with stucco, and that could be technical demolition if you were remove the existing or the original siding. It's based on wall surface area, and on the front elevation, you're allowed to remove up to 25%. Anything beyond that becomes a technical demolition. And then the remaining elevations, you're allowed to remove or cover up to 50%. With and then beyond that threshold, obviously, would be a technical demolition. The ramifications of a technical demolition is the building is considered demolished in the town's eyes, and you would need to obtain permits for a new structure, replacement structure.
Okay. No, that's very helpful. Thanks.
Any other questions? Right. Applicant would like to come join us and speak for applicants. Excuse me.
Jay Plett Architect and Lori Baker, homeowner.
Welcome.
Hi. I think Sean covered everything pretty thoroughly there. So we came before the committee back in 2015, and we were going to, at the time, there was the, but that was before the ADU laws were passed, and we wanted to modify the structure beyond the limits of the 25%, and we were approved to do so, but we never followed through because of the budget constraints on the project, things like that. Mm-hmm. You can see in the photos that we submitted how there used to be maybe some barn doors or something here, how the siding has been patched in, and it doesn't. And so based on the findings, that area there equals more than 25% of the front facade. Mm-hmm. If you look at the larger photos, the windows are out of alignment. They have different trim. The building may not even be historic, right? We don't know what happened there. There was a fire, we believe, at one time in the structure in the rear. Mm-hmm. And that caused some changes. It was a boarding house, the original house at one time. So right now we're looking at, based on the previous findings of the committee and the status of this building, and not to mention the shape that it's in. If you look at the photos and the structural assessment, single wall construction, which means the studs are flat. The part of the structure is open to the crawl space below, and it's molding in the bathroom area. It's in just terrible shape. Right now in the photo, it looks good because they painted it after they did their house, and they wanted it to look somewhat decent. So, but it's definitely substandard structure. It meets no codes of any kind. There's no foundation. It's on wood columns that are in contact with the ground, so there's not even concrete pure footings for it. Not even, it's in bad condition, and like Sean said, it would take we'd have to demolish it to bring it up. So we'd just like to remove it from the property, and then build a new ADU in another location on the property, but in the rear yard. But right now, it's not sited in a very good place for use of the property as well.
Just a couple, if you don't. By the way, I love your home.
Oh, yes. Me too.
Thank you for. I think it's one of the gems of town. So thank you for owning it and keeping it up. And,
a lot of that's to him.
Well, yes. Were you the owner in 2015 during the previous HPC consideration?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So this. The reciting work, or whatever it was that done during your tenure? Was it done before you guys?
It was done before us. Like Jay said, all we did was try to paint it so it wasn't such an eyesore in the backyard when we did the main house.
All right. So is there any other history you can give us besides what we've got in our packet or what Jay's provided?
We don't have any sense of any significance to it historically or what it was used for. Mm-hmm. The previous owners lived there a long time.
Sure.
So. And it went through a lot of different lives during that period of time.
Right.
But for our purposes, it's just been really an eyesore and a danger. Okay. It's had gas leaks. We have young kids. It's not at grade. It's just been,
right.
Something that we've not been able to really leverage for our family.
No, I appreciate that. Thanks.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay. Any member of the public want to speak on this one? Okay, so we'll close the public hearing and invite you guys back to your seats if you don't mind. I think that's what we decided the protocol was. I'm not sure. We don't even really know what the protocol is.
If you have anything more to add,
you can stay.
Yes.
We're not kicking you out of the table.
Yeah, okay. All right. As long as we can still stay in the room. All right. Thank you.
You can even stay in the front row. All right, so I just will close the public hearing now and invite the committee to discuss the application. I, for one, support it.
Yeah, so. I do too. I think we try to save as much as we can, but this building has seen its better days, its useful life, and I think the argument that this thing was already undergone a technical demo years and years ago, I think carries the day for me. So, again, the kind of factor that weighs in further is it's still in a historic district. They're still going to be subject to design guidelines, sure. Make it match the main house, and you can't see it from the front street. So all those, I think, argue for demolishing.
Susan, Martha, anything?
I tend to agree with what Steve Raspy said, and I could make a motion.
Discussion, Martha, anything?
No, I agree as well.
Okay. A motion, Susan?
Okay. I recommend approval for demolition of the existing ADU located at 45 Broadway, APN 510-45057, based on the findings for demolition in section 29.10.09030 of the town code, and with the recommendation to work with the design guidelines and follow the design guidelines as set.
Great, thank you. Any second?
I'll second it.
Martha, thank you. Any further discussion desired by the committee on this matter? Okay, can I call for a vote? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes unanimously.
And the appeal rights, the decision of the committee can be appealed to Planning Commission by any interested person as defined by Town Code Section 2910-020 within 10 days on forms available online with fees paid. Final deadline is 4 p.m. on the 10th day.
Thank you. All right.
Good luck, guys.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Yeah, good luck. Now we'll move on to other business, and I don't know if this is right, but it says up to 3 minutes, maybe a lot of you. I'm a little skittish now. Okay, this is a property at 323 Pennsylvania Avenue, and this is a preliminary review, and it sounds like it's you again, Sean.
I'm back.
Never left.
So thank you again. So the applicant is requesting preliminary review by the committee for demolition of portions of the residence. Behind the front facade and construction of additions to the residence, including a new second story, a basement, and a detached garage. The development plans show that the front facade would remain and portions of the right side elevation. Additions to the ground floor would expand the existing footprint to the rear and off the left elevations, and then a new second story would be constructed about 21 feet behind the existing front facade to remain. The project also includes a loggia off the rear with a flat roof, a new partial basement, and, as the aforementioned, detached garage at the rear of the property. And the proposed residence would maintain and reinforce the existing Mediterranean Revival architectural style. There's some details in your report about how they would carry forward some of the existing details on the house to further reinforce the architecture. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for John?
I'm curious, is it within the square footage allowed for the property and the dwelling?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not answering with confidence because I don't have
yes.
Full evaluation will include.
Susan, did anybody have any other questions for John? Or?
I have a question. So this is just a recommendation. This is like a recommendation from the committee.
Yeah, that's.
This is like a sense of the committee, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We're not making any action today. There's no appeal rights. There's no motion. You're simply providing that preliminary feedback on their proposal. The applicant will be required for a project like this to submit, likely at the very least, a minor residential development application. Could be an architecture and site application. We just have to work out the demolition details, but. We can do that offline. The project would come back to the committee for a formal recommendation on their formal application once it's received. But now it's this that early feedback from the committee.
Thank you.
Since it was raised in the last one, the issue of technical demolition on this one, in its current configuration, I understand maybe the re-stucco or the non-saving the stucco in the front yard, could that trigger a technical demo of this property?
Yes, it could. Okay. But there are exemptions in the town code under the definition for historic demolition.
Okay.
So if the stucco, for instance, was found to be in disrepair or perhaps lacking waterproofing, which is extremely common with old homes, then the applicant, following the process, could contact staff and work with staff to replace it kind for kind, and it would be exempt from the demolition calculations.
Okay.
If there's any change to the finish, so it's not kind for kind or the material, that would actually come back to the committee.
Okay.
But if it's like for like, that can be done at the staff level, and if it's determined during the formal application and incorporated into that application, the committee would hear about that at the next
awesome.
Year.
Thank you.
Garrett, any other questions of staff?
Mm-hmm.
Garrett, you want to come?
Okay.
Yeah. You're an entourage.
I've got Jacqueline Greenmeyer. She's my project architect on this, and the homeowner, Megan Jelinek.
Nice. Welcome.
Yeah, she purchased this property a year and a half ago?
Last March.
And then she just made it somehow livable. So anyway, I don't use up all my time on that. We understand that this is a sensitive project and on a sensitive street, which is why we're asking for a preliminary review. We packaged this such that it would go right into the town's process. We've done all of our calculations on this. We are underneath the maximum FAR, underneath the maximum height. We actually are not doing a technical demo by our calculations. And so the reason why we like to get your input is that it's quite a process and a lot of investment in time and money,
sure,
energy to go through this. Whether we have to go to Planning Commission or through DRC, we would have to come through HPC. And we see that since there are adjacent two-story structures, that there's really, from our experience, that would not necessarily be a problem adding a second story if it was non-historic. So it really boils down to how the majority of this is really historic. Not to say that the neighbors and all that stuff, we still have to work with all that, okay? But it's really gonna boil down to how this committee actually views the project, okay? So just to kind of reiterate, we are maintaining the majority of the house on the outside, is the front. We're saving the front porch, the front columns, the front gable, which is the living room, and on the right hand side, we're saving the majority of that. There's some question about the stucco, which kind of goes into the technical demo. We are proposing just to maintain the existing stucco whenever possible. The texture is period appropriate. It's not really grotesque or kind of bizarre and overdone. It's very simple. That's the texture we would match and the remainder of the construction. Really quickly, this property has a 20-foot deep section on the end of the parcel, which is an easement, which we thought we could get vacated. Megan's done so much work trying to get it vacated through the town, through utilities, through neighbors and everything. And she just ran into unmovable objects. So we had planned to put the garage into that back easement. The next door neighbor had built into that area. So we thought we could follow suit, and that allowed us to do a one-story addition to this house. That didn't happen. So now we're forced to put our garage on the principal part of the property, there's a site plan in there, and we have one here. And so what it does is it impacted two things. We didn't get access from the rear. We have to maintain the access along the side of the parcel. This is Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back, there's, what's the name of the street?
Laurel
Lane or Avenue, whatever. And so this neighbor has a garage back there. They pull in there.
this is the easement line right here. This is the paving right here. Mm-hmm. So these neighbors enjoy that, and mm-hmm. we don't get the benefit of that.
So you own this property, but it's subject mm-hmm. to an easement that you can't go. So what's sitting there now? It's just vacant? It's vacant.
Some trees.
What does it mean, an easement?
Easement are do I get extra time to explain that? Maybe I'll answer that in a minute. It's basically it's for egress, ingress. So it allows someone to drive a vehicle to access over the property, and there's some utilities in there, right?
That's what's called utility.
Right. And this neighbor, evidently there used to be a proposed road back there. And it never really got built, and the town recognized that. And so all the way to this property line, it's all abandoned, vacated is what the term is. And we were hoping that we could follow suit and utilize that property for improvements. And so we had hoped not to have to have a driveway along the side of the house, which is there right now. It's a gravel driveway. And so it allowed us to move, do the extension, the addition to the into that side yard all the way to the setback. And it also gave us more room in the back. And so the initial design actually was a one story. And so that after all this hard work, we realized that we can't do that. So we have to put the garage into this property, mm-hmm. which really didn't allow us to build and have any kind of a rear yard at all. So then we looked at going up. And we had a larger second story addition at one point with three bedrooms, and then we decided that it was too large, and we were looking at the square footage as well, and so we wanted to make sure that the main level was suitable, had enough square footage there, and we're using there's an existing basement that's unfinished, but it has about seven feet of headroom. It's pretty cool. Uh-huh. So it's a natural, and we have to redo the foundations anyway. And so it's just, okay, we're going to lift up the house. We're going to dig out the basement, put new retaining walls on the footings. So at that time, we'll just create enough headroom and make it a livable space. It'll still be considered basement. So it won't kind of get square footage. It's subterranean. We'll put the house back down. Right. We do have a couple bedrooms down there that helped with the program of the need for a number of bedrooms in the house. So we have tried to make this second story secondary to the house itself, the existing house. So we're really kind of trying to maintain that bungalow character. And the second story is it is set back, as Sean mentioned, 21 feet, which is following the design guidelines. It's done in the same manner as the rest of the house architecture. And then the rear of the house is really, I don't know if you guys got over onto the property or you can see the photos. It's really bad. It's really bad, right? There's nothing really.
You're over time, baby.
Okay.
Thank you. I didn't know how to say that. But
that's right. Ding. I didn't have the lights.
First they're green light, yellow light. Yeah. Questions for the applicant, Susan?
Oh, well, yeah. I love the project. I think you've done a lot of work on it. You're trying to maintain it, and I live in that neighborhood, and I think it's a wonderful, this is more discussion. I don't have any questions. Well, I do have a few. So, I like what you're keeping. I like the columns that you're keeping. I like the recesses also that you're keeping. I mean, you're really keeping the features that sort of are going to make the house feel like it's still the house that it is. So, I just had a few questions. The small window, it would be nice, because that's a feature that is really, that'd be something that would be nice to have somewhere. There's a home on 51 Ellenwood. If you see that house, I mean, that house has a step back second story. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful, similar Mediterranean revival. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful, it's a beautiful.
I think I know the one
they
you're talking
about.
They
did a terrific job mm-hmm. at that second story. You don't feel mm-hmm. the impact of it there. So the window and then some maybe ornament, what did I have? Decorative vents, like in the front, might be, I know you have some on the side, you're keeping those, but maybe one above the, something to soften that mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. part there mm-hmm. might be an interesting new feature.
So modifying the existing, mm-hmm. so there is nothing at the moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I'm not crazy about aluminum clad wood windows. Aluminum is not, I mean, there's mm-hmm. other windows you could go for. Then also maybe trying to keep some of the original windows. When I did my home, I kept some of my original windows, and I have a Craftsman, and I put those in the second story. So that might be an option. And wood windows are actually the best windows you can have if they're in good repair. And then the other one I would maybe consider elaborate a chimney top, because if you look at in your, I'm sure you have this book. you know, they're really cute on these kinds of houses. Mm-hmm. And they sort of add a little extra feature there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so I think those were the, but I'm really, I think you're doing a good job, and it's very nice that you're keeping it, you know, like it should be kept, my personal opinion. So I think that's about it. So I don't. Those were questions and comments. Mm-hmm. Is that mm-hmm. okay?
Great. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I just want to comment for me, and maybe Steve and others
so
have come.
Those were just my suggestions.
I have a question about the rear porch. Is it historical? Is it part of the original house, the rear porch?
Yeah, we haven't done the DNA on it, but it could have been, but I'm sure it's been altered by subsequent owners. Mm-hmm. It's pretty trash. What do you think, Megan?
So there are stairs, the basement's awful, but there are stairs that come out from the basement to under the porch. So I think at one point the porch wasn't there.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I guess my feedback would be that the house looks, I mean, I love the design, but I feel like it looks super modern. Like, it doesn't look historic to me, especially the back of it, which I guess isn't as important, but even the front, it looks like it's lacking things to add character, and I don't know if that's like the taste of the homeowners, like you wanted it that way, and I'm not sure exactly all the details that would be involved in Mediterranean revival, but to me it looks like Mediterranean modern, and I don't know if it looks like it fits in as well as it could with its neighboring homes, which really, really look, they're a different style, but they really look historic compared to this design.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can respond if you like, or just could
I ask a clarification on what you're talking about?
I mean, my first impression, if I look at the photo, this photo,
mm-hmm.
which is, I guess, a rendering mm-hmm. of what the completed house will look mm-hmm. like. It doesn't have much detail on the front except for the rounded window. Like, it seems very lacking of anything that would add, like, character to the home.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the original has that much more besides that window, but I'm just wondering if there's anything that can be added to it to make it look more historical. Mm. Like, it looks mm-hmm. like a very like
mm-hmm.
clean house. I don't know how to describe it other than
that. That might be just because of the color and the quality of the rendering that you're looking at. But if you look at the existing home, that picture you have mm-hmm. there, we're not touching any of that. Mm-hmm. We actually looked at putting vents up there in the gable end. We looked at keeping the arched window, the quirky window, and even mimicking it on the other side for symmetry.
Yeah.
But there again, we're actually making modifications to the existing home. Right now, we're trying to just be really careful with the existing home and just let it be what it is. We would
we could, we're certainly taking input, and we certainly can look into if you feel that there's, we give us some latitude, then we might take that, right? And we would most likely, if you're okay with that, we would look into that. So I totally appreciate that, and I get what you're saying about it looks like a, like something that's modern, and I think it's the color that you're seeing,
yeah,
and you're
could be.
Picking on the color.
Yeah.
So.
I'm not claiming to be like an expert in like that type of architecture either. Like I think it looks beautiful, but I just wonder, like if I was driving through the neighborhood, I would look at it and say, oh, that house has been redone. And like I would not think it looks like a historical home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one comment. I mean, I really want to express appreciation for how much you push the mass of the second floor to the back. One thing you've achieved, I'm sure you set out to achieve and really achieved, is really making the original structure prominent and really pushing that. And I just think that's great.
Yeah.
So, Steve, did you have
just a couple? First of all, that little window that's in the front, it obviously is very lopsided. What is it? Do now. Sometimes you find those in back of closets.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We looked at even just leaving it at the recess and putting a niche there.
Yep.
Just a recess. And then we thought, well, then does it need one on the other side? Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And kind of, and I don't wholly disagree with it. I think the front facade, it would be nice to either have that mimicked on the other side, but maybe it's landscaping that cures those big empty spaces in the front. Ficus or something in the front to kind of break that facade up, I think a little bit probably goes a long way.
I don't know if you guys noticed that we did propose a planter box, a raised planter box.
Yes, I think it looks great.
To break up the height of it.
Yeah, and I would, just something a little taller I would consider. Copper downspouting. Like apparently town rules, we're anti that,
Apparently.
Well, it's a... I'm sorry to jump in.
No, I'm asking. No, this is a free for all.
I apologize, it wasn't formally addressed. It's discouraged in the residential design guidelines. It has to do with particulate runoff. And we had some challenges in the past with approving it. We have some circumstances where it's been approved. There's ways to treat it and seal it. When you seal it, you lose the patina. So over time, it's not going to turn green, and it's just going to be bright. So when we see it on a building permit or an HPC application, we raise the question and we work with the applicant on a response.
Okay.
It's certainly an old material that was used.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's historic. I just want to make sure we're thoughtful of that as we go forward and you guys are amenable. You may run into a hurdle or two with that. So, other than that, I would agree with the other comments. I think you've done a nice job on the massing and the pushback. What we find sometimes in HPC is people who try to save the front facade and add a bunch of square footage of them back. A, it's too much. B, it's too far forward, too tall, and you lose the original. There's no sense in saving historic if it's overwhelmed by the new. And I think this does a nice job of balancing it. And I think it does a nice job. Your neighbors have done it as well, right? So I think it's a good, it's going to fit in well with the neighborhood. I like the design elements. I love the portico in the back. I think that's a great Mediterranean element that we don't get to see a lot of. One thing that you're going to have to work through as you go through is you're a lot taller now. You've got windows on either side. You're going to have to work with your neighbors. So as you go through the process, I would encourage you to get them in early. It really helps the process if you can get there. What you don't want is an 11th hour kind of discussion. I see you're holding onto the spindle poles or the spindle columns. I think that's great. I think it adds to the character. So the only thing I would ask you to think about a little bit is if there's a balancing element you can throw in the front, either that other little window or landscaping, and then the copper downspouts. But otherwise, I like where this one's going.
Great. Does that give you...
Well, I do just wanted to make sure that everybody understands that we the proposal... in the front is to change that window. Everybody gets that?
Yes. Because,
okay, great.
The main window.
The main window. So it's, but its dimensions are close.
Exactly the same hole.
Okay, so.
Yeah, it's just that there's a solid piece above and it's a straight top window and we want to make that an arched window.
Actually, follow the shape.
To follow the shape.
And if I can ask, it's not clear from the painting. What's going on with the painting of the windows? And is it uniform throughout?
The paint Shape and pattern?
Yeah.
Yeah, the shape and pattern on a lot of the existing windows are a little bit smaller, but the same proportion generally.
Mm-hmm.
We've stretched it just a little bit.
Okay. So you're going to carry
that 100%
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I would encourage, I'm a fan of wood windows wherever possible. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as I say, 51 Illinois is a really great look. You can pick up some things from that to maybe soften.
Full disclosure, they happen to be our neighbors.
Pardon?
They happen to be all our neighbors. Susan. Just wanted to tell you that. Great.
Okay.
Anything else from you all? Hopefully you've gotten some good feedback.
Very good guidance and feedback. Thank you.
Hopefully it's helpful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jennifer, a member of the public wishes to speak. Is that permitted at this time for this kind of situation? Or
kind of
we're not
in
official
work. Did you wish to speak on this item? You did. I think at the chair's discretion,
sure.
You could open that up and give
sure.
her
sure.
three
would you like
minutes
a chair?
To speak.
You can have my chair if you want.
Okay.
Just
come
to the table.
You want to see them? Those are the 3D renderings. We have some straight elevations as well.
Straight elevations, yeah. Where's the original? Looking at the original.
Oh,
the photo?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
My comments are that I think the addition to the back is, you know, fine. But I don't think that the changes to the front necessarily incorporate the existing. In other words, I think the windows are very different. I think one of the interesting details of this house in the front are these little columns in the windows, and the fact that the windows aren't, and that there's this little recess above them. That's one thing. The second thing is that little, whether or not it has a function, it does replicate the feeling of this small type Mediterranean home. Couldn't see the door, so I can't make any comments on that. I think that the changes to the windows, especially on which side am I talking about? This is changes the affect in that most of the existing windows are just two sections, and these have been expanded to a larger size, and especially in the rear where the entire patio is divided into patio doors with the planing. To me, it's a little overpowering, and it would make more sense to introduce some areas that are clear glass between the sides, similar to to this.
Mm-hmm.
Is that everything? Oh, the garage. I think the existing house has rectangular windows with this nice detail on the top. The proposed house has curved windows that go all the way to the top. And especially on the garage, a repeat of this type of recess would tie it better into what is currently the original facade.
The garage door, over the garage doors, do you mean?
Let's see, where's the garage picture here?
So that is your 3 minutes, but, you know, we can have a little flexibility.
Just wind up your comments, we appreciate it.
Yeah, trying to find a picture of the garage.
This one's right here. Mm-hmm. This?
Yeah, like above there. to mimic.
It's very rectilinear, I think.
Yeah, it's too rectilinear. And it doesn't, the change in the windows doesn't mimic the original window type. And especially in the garage, it changes the feeling of the historic home.
Thank you so much.
Thank for you.
Your I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. I think that that concludes this session. And I think without any other business, we are ready to, the meeting is adjourned.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So much.
Good luck.
Thank you.